We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Brachos, Simen Mem Ches, says the Mechaber. It begins with the Ramah. Omer and Parshas HaTamid. We recite the Parshas HaTamid, the Parsha of the Psukim in the Torah, which discuss the bringing of the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, which was brought in the morning. V'yesh Omerim Seder HaMa'arachav, Ribon HaOlam, V'matatzivizin. Some also say the Seder HaMa'arachav, which is found in the Mishnah in Yoma, which discusses the different things, which Abaye said, the order of the different karbanos, which are brought daily. And then a Ribbono HaOlamim, a tefillah that we say immediately afterwards, that Hashem, you commanded us to bring these karbanos, we can't bring the karbanos, so let our words act as though we brought them. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason that we bring that we recite the karban, the parsha of the Tamid, is in place of bringing the actual Tamid, which we are unable to bring, because we have a rule that is found in Chazal, that one who is osek in the parshios of something, it is as though they brought those karbanos. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's not enough to just recite them, just read the words. You actually need to know what you're saying as well. So therefore, one should take time to, before they say it at some point, to understand the words that they're saying, such that when they read it, they're not just reading words, rather they understand them and the psukim that they are discussing. And the same thing is true when it comes to the ketores, and understand what you are saying, what items are being brought as part of the ketores. The Magen Avraham also says that one should recite the parshios of the karbanos while standing, just like they used to bring the karbanos while standing. One must assume that the Magen Avraham is referring to the Bailim who used to stand next to the Kohanim, who were actually makriv the karbanos, because we ourselves were never makriv the karbanos. The Mishnah Berurah therefore quotes the Shari Tshuva, who quotes other achronim who are cholek on this. The Prima Gadim says the parshios HaTamid should definitely be recited standing up, while others, it is okay if those are not recited while standing. The Ramah continues, V'im i'afshar la'omer b'tzibur, if you cannot recite those parshios b'tzibur while you're with everyone else, says Mishnah Berurah, because the tzibur isn't reciting them, so you don't have time to recite those parshios as well. Yachal la'omer b'beiso, v'lachzar parshios ha'tamid levad im ha'tzibur. You can say those parshios at home, and then say the parshios ha'tamid that they are saying with the tzibur, with the tzibur. V'yachayim ha'mashniyah kor b'tarim, you recite it the second time, just have in mind that you're just reading the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't look like you think you're supposed to bring two karbanos ha'tamid. The Ramah continues, V'nagu ha'medaktim l'isnoneh b'shah shakorim b'torah, tukmas ha'torah shenitna b'reses, chim b'shah shemispalim, al shem kol tzonsa tomar na'ashem ichamocha. We shakal while we learn, just like the Torah was received with shaking, so too we shake when we read the Torah, and we shake when we daven, because the Pasuk says, all of my limbs should praise Hashem, say Hashem, how amazing you are. So by shaking our limbs, we say how amazing he is. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some poskim who disagree and say that during davening one should stand straight, they shouldn't shackle during Shemona Esrei. So Magen Avraham says, David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid, you could do whichever way is better for you, that's what you should do. Now, Sifalf in the Machaber, B'Shabbos Omer Meitzel Parshas HaTamid Psukei Musaf, the Shabbos Avalob Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov Nesha Korim B'Torah Psukei Musaf. In the morning when we recite Karbanos on Shabbos, we also recite the Parsha that discusses the Musaf of Shabbos, because we are unable to say it during Kriyas HaTorah. We can't read the Parsha of Musaf during Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, because it's only two Psukim, and you need at least three Psukim in order to read a Parsha. But on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, we don't say it during the recitation of Karbanos at Shacharis, because we read it during Kriyas HaTorah, as there's more than three psukim. The Ramah adds, V'yeshom shemazkirin gamosef Rosh Chodesh cheinoch yitei lefarsim shu Rosh Chodesh. Our minhag is actually to recite the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh during the Karbanos, even though we don't say Yom Tov, because Rosh Chodesh requires piercing. We need to be mefarsim, we need to let everyone know that it's Rosh Chodesh, whereas Yom Tov, we were already mefarsim the night before that it is Yom Tov, so we do not need to publicize that it is Yontif in the morning. So, Rosh Chodesh, we say at Shacharis, and at Kriyas HaTorah. Yom Tov, we only say in Kriyas HaTorah, not at Shacharis. And Shabbos, we say at Shacharis, and not at Kriyas HaTorah. Sif Mem Tes. Sheyachol Omer Kriyas Ma'al Peh. Sif Aleph. Aval Gav D'Kamel Andar Shabach Sav Yata Yerushal Omer Ma'al Peh. even though we have a rule that anything which is written in the Torah, one is not able to recite without reading it from the Torah, they can't say it by heart. Something which everyone knows by heart, that we are able to say without reading. Therefore, Shema, Birkas Kohanim, and the Parsha of the Talmud, which everyone is able to recite Ba'al Peh, one is able to recite that, and there is no issue of reciting something without reading it straight from the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that a blind person who is unable to read straight from the Torah is allowed to read anything he wants, Ba'al Peh, because of the rule of Eis Lasos Hashem, Eferis Or Secha, which means, what's he going to do? If he can't read a Ba'al Peh, he'll never be able to recite anything. There's a disagreement in the Rishonim as to what exactly are the Heterim regarding this rule of Darshan Lechtav Yata Rishonim Ba'al Peh. One is, if it's something which everyone knows by heart, then it's okay. So that's the one that the Mechaber goes with. However, says Mishnah Berurah, it's only if really everybody knows it. If only some people know it, or only you know it by heart, that is not enough to allow you to recite it Ba'al Peh. The Mishnah Berurah thinks Psukei Dezimra, though, would be included in this heter, that it's something that everyone knows Ba'al Peh. Seemingly, davening, when you say every morning, you'll end up knowing it Ba'al Peh. However, there are other explanations. Some say that it's only prohibited if you are being motzi somebody else in that reading. But if you're not being motzi somebody else in that reading, then you are allowed to read it Ba'al Peh. This is the Magen Avraham says, if you look in the Beis Yosef, you'll see there are different opinions as to what's okay. And therefore, he says you should really only recite Ba'al Peh these three things which the Mechaber tells us are okay, Kriya Shema, Birkas Kohanim, and Parshas Tamid. But otherwise, you should not recite things of Ba'al Peh. While the Chavos Ya'ir says that Tehillim is okay because it's being used La'ora Rachme Shamayim, and the Ber Halacha quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim, who says that Halel is okay to say Ba'al Peh as well. Another reason that Tehillim is okay, says the Chassam Sofer, is because originally when it was established to be said Ba'al Peh, as the Levim used to sing it, Ba'al Peh. So there's one issue which comes up regarding this rule, which is Vayichulu. How do we recite Vayichulu Friday night? If you want to say Kiddush Ba'al Peh, is that okay? Because you're reciting the Parsha of Vayichulu Ba'al Peh without reading it from a bencher. Or would we say, no, you need to recite Kiddush from a bencher to get out of this rule of Dvarim Shebichtav, I'ata Rishel Amram, Ba'al Peh. So some say it's only a problem if you're motzi others, in which case Kiddush would seem to be a problem. But if it's Chagar B'fiv, if everybody knows Vayichulu, then it will be okay. So according to the opinion that being motzi other people is a problem, do you need to say Kiddush from a Siddur bencher? This is what the Gra and Hilchos Tefillah paskins. However, I heard from Rav Shechter that you're not really being motzi others with Vayichulu. It's just a din that someone has to recite the Parsha Vayichulu. You're being motzi people in Kiddush and Borei Pri HaGafen. You're not being motzi them and that last bracha about of Mekadesh HaShabbos, but you're not being motzi them in the recitation of Vayichulu. That's just a din that needs to be said. So whether you say it's okay because of Chagar B'Fiv, or you say it's okay because you're not being motzi others, then you're fine either way.